What's good, podcast fam? Thanks for joining me. This episode is going to be about the WAP Traversy, or more specifically, Cardi B's WAP song and the flack that it's been getting from so many different directions. Now, I don't care to discuss the particulars about what people's issue with the WAP song is. They generally go along with every other general issue that people have with how women display their sexuality. Obviously, people think it improper for women to express their sexuality in a public way, to be overtly sexual. I believe I was about 12 years old when I first heard the words, Cash Money Records taking over for the 99 and the 2000. And since then, nothing was the same. I'm sure Juvenile didn't start the ass-shaking revolution of videos, but he definitely gave it energy that was never dissipated. Who would have thought it should have been Cash Money Records ass-shaking video styles taking over from the 99 to the 2020, or potentially infinity and beyond, because 90% of rap videos since then, not to say that they didn't have it before that, but 90% of rap videos since that video have had asses shaking and gyrating and twerking somewhere. Beautiful women have been the muse of all videos. Madonna was hot because she was her own muse. This is not new stuff. Women are always going to be objectified because they are the object of men's affections. And because men create these industries and run these industries, we get the objectification of women who are willing to do that. Men have been using a woman's sexuality to sell their music forever. They've appropriated a woman's body and a woman's sexuality to become richer and richer and richer. Somehow or another, if a woman appropriates her own body or makes utility of her own sexuality, she's somehow demonized and villainized in a way that we've never seen it from men. One of my biggest issues with this is the comparable harm factor. And I think I'm probably making that term up, but follow me. The comparable harm from a woman being overtly sexual in her music and her presentation, for me, is nothing in comparison to the male rap videos and the male rap music that generally teaches other young brothers how to kill themselves, how to sell drugs to their community, poison their community, destroy their community, abandon their kids, disrespect their women, destroy the minds of the women in their community who raise their kids in the next generation. The next generation of children are growing up in a very corrupted world, in part because of the evil that has been in music for so long, presented by men. I'm trying to figure out how Cardi B and Megan Thee Stallion shaking ass is worse than every other song on the radio, which is literally just about selling drugs in your community. I'm trying to figure that out. Because for our community, at least the black community, we have much bigger issues than to worry about than whether or not Cardi B shaking her own ass or she gets another stripper to do it. I was listening to the radio last week and I heard some song, Walk Down On Them, by some Chicago artist. And the song was him basically talking about walking up on somebody and murdering them, and finding someone to murder. And the whole song's on the radio, posted in front of the trap, selling dope till the sun come down. Take a fuck nigga right off the map. When I hit him with his whole 100 rounds, young jock in the club with my Glock. You wanna play and then this bitch going down. We ain't hesitating, bullets getting blazing. I'm gonna lay him down like he in the lounge. Walk him down, 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 and more walk him down. And this song is so much worse than any WAP. And this song would do so much more damage than any WAP. This song would destroy so many more minds than any WAP. This song is so much more poisonous and cancerous to our communities than any WAP. But we haven't heard any controversy about it because it's not a woman. You know, I wasn't looking for that song. I was minding my damn business driving to work. At the same time, children would generally be on their way to schools in a car or on a school bus listening to the radio. The weird part about it is we all know what the death rates in Chicago are. Someone will actually, literally be killed and murdered to that song. This is actually a soundtrack to murder, a murder which will happen somehow or another. We're more concerned with how many times Cardi B says the P word
than whether or not 70% of our music on our radio stations, on our black radio stations, are playing this type of shit to our children and to our families, creating self-hate one song at a time. This is our main problem in the music industry, not whether or not someone's saying the P word. We all come into a sexual awareness and maturity at some point. Those words, no matter how explicit, ultimately mean something to most of us. The later, the better, obviously. But there's a time and a place for sex. What time and place is it to teach young children how to murder their brothers and sisters, how to sell drugs to their community, how to destroy their women and the minds of the people around them? The overwhelming majority of songs on the radio from young men are about selling drugs and murdering each other, and what to do with the P word that every other woman possesses that she obviously can't refer to in her own songs. How they hit it, how they smack it, flip it, and rub it down. There's no controversy when they do it. I think it's all controversial. It should all be addressed. But we need to prioritize what really is hurting our people. And it's not the P word that so many people are upset about in the Cardi B lyrics. It's murder, it's death, it's drug use, it's self-hatred.
You know, what's funny is, at least our kids might have to go look for the Cardi B video. And I'm not sure if there's going to be a radio version. I think there is, which is terrible. My only issue with this song and even the video is the fact that if there is a radio version, kids will quickly decipher that. And I don't think that certain songs should have radio versions. So that's my one contention with this song and any other song that is appropriate or adult oriented, is that there should not be a radio version to something that will play on the radio for kids who are on their way to schools to listen to. So that's my point of contention, but that is not specific to Cardi B. That is specific to the music industry, period. What's funny is the waves of this WAP video and this WAP song will go a lot further than most violent rap garbage that no one talks about. That's why more powerful voices are speaking out. I've noticed that as long as it's thought by those who run our society that the corruption will only affect the impoverished minority community, the marketing of violence and drug dealing is fair game. Powerful record companies seek out young, dumb, misguided men to misguide and teach our young sons to destroy their lives and families through drugs and violence. White billionaires have used rap music to feed our families to the prison industrial complex since the 90s. They expect it to stay in the bubble of impoverished black and brown and poor white communities. One's propensity to choose a criminal lifestyle is heavily weighted towards how close he or she is to the poverty line. So the violence and drug selling may be heard by everyone far and wide, but will still only really affect the impoverished and minority communities. Those who are in a survival state with limited resources fighting over the crumbs that society has left them. That's why they don't care about the content of rap music as it pertains to drugs and violence. Because those with privilege are less likely to choose those as options, as a way of life, as a means of survival, because they are not in a survival state. However, the WAP song is different. Sex is a universal language, from the privileged to the poor. The sexuality of the WAP song doesn't just corrupt the targeted audience. In affluent neighborhoods everywhere, young girls will huddle just outside of earshot from their parents and whisper the WAP lyrics and do the WAP dances. This outraged reaction is no different than the crack versus the heroin epidemic to me. When it only affected black communities, it was a crime. But now that it's affecting more non-blacks, it's considered a health epidemic. Of course Cardi B shouldn't be teaching our kids sexuality. But she didn't ask to be anyone's role model. She's busy adulting. And she intends to entertain adults. Adults have sex. We are all here because of sex. The issue isn't Cardi B as much as it's our inability to control the access points of adult content. Maybe it's the radio industry playing adult content on public airwaves for children everywhere to hear on their way to school that's a problem. Maybe it's the marketing of destructive content in too easy to reach places. Every once in a while trying to poison our kids, the elites accidentally poison their own. I'm not mad at the WAP song. If I had to choose between my son wanting to sell drugs and kill people, or just bang Cardi B or Megan Thee Stallion after hearing the WAP song, I'm going to choose the WAP every time. If I had a daughter, if I had to choose her liking this song or liking the sorry-ass men who sell drugs and kill people, I would pick this song every time. Knowledge of sex will come to us all. It's the natural order of life and humanity. There's a time and place for that. Drugs, murder, and black self-hate have no place or time. These sorry-ass male rappers have done far more damage than any WAP could ever do. And at least what Cardi B is selling is real. Most of these sorry-ass rappers aren't even doing the mess that they're teaching our young men. The rap industry is like a finger on the hand of white supremacy to me, and all of these Clayton Bigsby-ass, self-hating male rappers ought to be ashamed of themselves. Cardi B being sexual just doesn't bother me the same way as that other stuff. And we all know who the objectification of women serves and who it is for. Cardi B is the least of our problems. Of course, I hope the WAP song doesn't get played on TV or doesn't get played on the radio. I hope that in all forms, access is denied to children. But we all know better than that. No one really has that much control over the internet. Most parents can't keep their kids from encountering inappropriate things. But again, that's not Cardi B's fault. There are other industries and other actual things that we can do and protest to make sure that the access points are better controlled. But we don't do that. We want to blame the muse. Do I think Cardi B is a role model? No. Do I think she should be teaching young girls everywhere how to gyrate their bodies or relate to men sexually? Absolutely not. That's a parent's job. But do I think it's their fault that you don't have control over what your kids might encounter? Hell no. Even if you're a great parent and you can stop your kid from encountering the WAP song with all the parental controls available on the devices, some other kid's parents are going to drop the ball and they're going to have it on their phone at school. They will get their hands on the WAP. It's inevitable. And that's what makes this so sad. Because while Cardi B is not trying to be a role model, we all know that kids will encounter this song and the visuals for it. Even so, I believe this song does a whole lot less damage than some of the stuff that our young men are being fed in this rap music. So my issue is this. Men do it. Men can talk about a woman's orifices all they want, what a woman should do with it and what they will do to it and so on. But Lord forbid a woman who has one make any claims or songs about her own. The people who support it often aren't supporting the conduct, but a woman's right to be who and what she wants to be. Just as men do and just as men are. Few people would agree that a song like this is appropriate or helpful, but that's not the point. Of course, this isn't looked at honorably, but men have been exercising the right to not only dishonor themselves, but disrespect and destroy people and things around them forever. Do I think being able to slut around with oil on your ass in videos is a big win for women? No. But judgment isn't my place. Who am I to tell the oppressed how to respond to and or rebel against oppression and patriarchy? Women of color in particular are dealing with two forms of oppression in this country, racism and patriarchy. To be a black man and not know that would be as ignorant as non-blacks who deny racism exists at all. And even so, are the people who hate this song correct? Yes. Does it set women back? No. This is a moment in time. Women set themselves back daily at the individual level by screwing a bunch of men who don't love them and setting no standards for the men they date. Does this further normalize whoredom? Yes. But it was normal already. Cardi hasn't destroyed society. She's the product of a destroyed society. She's become yet another symbol of the quote-unquote sexually empowered woman. Many, of course, will put an asterisk next to the word empowered. The problem is far too many women aren't having sex from a place of power, but of desperation and love deprivation. Very few are going to admit that, though. As if a woman's power can only be exercised through a man's penetration. That's an issue here. No one mentions the lack of guidance other less overtly sexual women give children and young girls. There are pervasive voices constantly whispering in our children's ears, with no consistent opposing voice. There are no mainstream voices telling young women to put a lock on it or wait for the right one, or at least love. I just personally have trouble lording over a woman's right to express sexuality while ignoring men's continued efforts to poison future generations with drugs and violence and murder, along with the same and oftentimes worse expression of sexuality that we chastise prominent women for. I can be against the normalization of what I've begun to call pussy rap, and for a woman's right to make it at the same time. So I find myself conflicted. Furthermore, the idea that Cardi B is degrading all women is a bit of a stretch to me. She's definitely degrading herself, but that's her prerogative. Each individual sets the standards for themselves. Is it my type of woman?
Absolutely not. But it's none of my business at the end of the day. Her music is for who it is for, and it ain't for who it is not. Is it garbage, crap, trash, and all of the above? Too many, yes. It has no use or place in my stereo, but again, her music isn't for me.
Anyway, I think I've rambled enough. That's all I got for now. Follow me at KFIC24 on Instagram. Please remember to subscribe, like, rate, and share the podcast wherever you can. Please check out the affiliate links in the comment section. Some of those might be helpful to you. Know your status. Get tested. Go seek mental health help if you need it. Links to those things are in the description box. Thanks so much for listening. I'll get with y'all later.